You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Today, we're joined by Will Kent, who is currently doing an Access to Higher Education course in Ancient History and Archaeology. And he's going to talk to us today about his love of ancient history and his experience going into classrooms and sharing his knowledge. Hi, Will. So when did you first realise that you had a real passion for ancient history?
I've always had an interest in history. I remember being a kid watching things like Horrible Histories and reading quite simple books on history. But I also remember going to museums like the Pitt Rivers Museum in Oxford, where I go and see the ancient collections and, most importantly, the Egyptology section, which has always been my favourite.
Do you have any specific elements of Egyptology you particularly like?
So what got me into Egyptology was seeing the mummies in the Pitt River Museum. But later on, I started learning more about the topic and hieroglyphs in particular, which is a difficult topic when you're blind, but I have learned to read and write very simple hieroglyphs, translating simple sentences from ancient texts, most recently for a course on Wondrium, learning to decipher the artifacts from Tutankhamun's tomb, which was interesting but very difficult, using a TV screen to see each individual letter. One of the interesting things I found out when learning about Egypt was they had a much better way of saying that I am blind. They used to call it seeing night and the day, which is a much more elegant and kind of poetic version of the phrasing.
How did you feel being able to translate some of those things? It must have been a real celebration.
Yep, it's a great feeling when you manage to translate something. I mean, quite a few mistakes along the way, but I've got to the point where I can translate simple stuff relatively easily now.
Amazing. And you said you enjoyed Horrible Histories. I was a fan as well when I was growing up. What kind of other ways did you enjoy learning about history, and did you find anything more or less accessible?
I find that things like podcasts and also YouTube work quite well for learning about history. Audiobooks through Audible are also very good. But the best way I found is through courses like on Wondrium or The Great Courses, which do long lecture series on different topics. It was through that I learned to read and write Egyptian hieroglyphs and learned about many other interesting topics such as the Mongol Empire or Mesoamerica.
And you are also studying archaeology. How has it been exploring that?
Sampling the course, and it's online. I haven't been able to visit any sites with it, but I have been doing that in my spare time, going to places like Stirling Castle, but also lesser known places like the Souterrain near St. Andrews. Basically a 60-foot tunnel underground from about 500-ish BC, I believe. It was used for storing grain, but now it's just a sort of stone chamber and tunnel, which does look like it's going to collapse when you're on the inside.
Do you enjoy kind of the multi-sensory aspect of archaeology? Do you feel like it helps connect you more to the things that you've been learning about?
To be completely honest, I think the archaeology side of history is a little more difficult for people with visual impairments. I have tried on a few occasions to join in with digs and other things, but it requires a level of care, and it does definitely require some visual cues to figure out what you're finding.
And you've been going into classrooms and sharing some of your knowledge and your passion for these subjects with younger people. You've done mostly classes for sighted children, but also one class for blind and partially sighted children. How did you adjust your teaching style and kind of use your own experience to make your lesson more accessible for the children you were talking to?
I think the main way was making it hands-on. For example, I brought in wire to get people to make wire jewellery. That always went down well. But alongside that, I also brought in a large collection of replica weapons, which kids always enjoy swinging around a little too vigorously.
And what have you enjoyed most about these lessons, and what's been challenging so far?
I'd say what I've enjoyed most is just talking about history and seeing the enthusiasm that comes back with that. The biggest problem, I'd say, is kids with weapons. They're very dangerous.
What will your next kind of topic of exploration or teaching topic be? What are you looking forward to delving into more?
So I'm currently learning through the course about the pre-dynastic Egypt, which is a fascinating topic, although very difficult to learn about, as there weren't really that many written records. We have a few scattered things from right at the end, just around the time of Narmer. But apart from that, I'm also going into a class tomorrow to speak about poetry, and also going to try and wiggle in some history there with the connections to Odin and the Old Norse sagas.
That sounds brilliant. Well, we hope you have a wonderful time in the classroom tomorrow, and thank you so much, Will Kent, for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.